Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
That's right. Sorry. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, holding down the fort momentarily. Lewis is on his way. Gotten a bit of a traffic snafu. I'm sure we'll hear about it.
I bet he'll mention it.
It's going to fucking stink. He's going to come in and just talk about this for an hour.
He's going to be angry.
We're just going to watch him talk about the fucking car in the fucking head.
Yeah.
The wheel in the fire.
Well, that voice inside my head was Colin Terrell.
Yeah, but this is genuinely going to be a bad time for me. I come in here. What day is it? Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
I could be fucking doing big things.
Yeah. That was your other option. It was do this or do big things.
Yeah. I have a lot of
You keep choosing this.
Yeah.
I have a lot of appointments and stuff that I need around.
Yeah, name two.
So, hey, Harvey Weinstein wants to produce a movie.
Well, you guys know that voice. You know him from the Colin Terrell show. It's Colin Terrell. Thank you for joining us.
What's up? How about this? How about when Lewis gets in, we refuse to allow him to talk about
it? Yeah, we'll just change the subject.
Every time don't tell him, but every time he comes in, we just push the subject to something else.
Yeah, we go, did you see? And we just mention a couple of
anything he
things.
Says about cars. He goes, that was a great movie. Did you know Tommy Pope voiced one of the cars?
Yeah.
Which is genuinely a true fact.
I did not know that.
Cars 2, there was some little fucking sexual harassment. Car, some little guinea he kept touching on the underage kids. No, the underage cars.
Yeah,
they were toy cars. They were toy cars. The kid cars.
The little windups.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You little matchbox.
Yo, you grow.
Hey, Hot Wheels.
Yeah, that car can really guzzle some drinks.
You grow
really
one up so fast, baby.
Oh, that yo, other woman. Voice you guys hear is Mike Feeney currently. Podcastless.
Yeah, which means what Lewis said last time. That means I don't exist.
Truly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the world that we live in.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're a great comic, and I'm glad to have you here, and you're a good friend.
You should do a podcast.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. You should do like a game show podcast.
I would like to. I will. Some people like, you ever think about how Drew Carey is like, you know, people always, there used to be a thing with comedians where they would give people shit for doing, for like hosting game shows or whatever. And then you look at, Drew Carey makes millions of dollars, and he works once a month. I think they record, just they bank a bunch of episodes once
like
a month, and it's and it's also the greatest show of all time.
Which show does he do?
Price is Right.
Price is Right. All you do is just give people cars and free money and shit. It's the easiest thing.
Yeah, you just make people the happiest they've ever been in their entire life.
And now everybody loves Drew Carey in a way that they never used
to. Give it up for Asian Kid.
Hey.
Thank you, Luca.
What did you get me, by the way? Just a plain black coffee?
Yeah. Extra sugar.
That's is there any milk in that fridge by any chance? Yeah. Thanks. Do you mind? I feel like a real diva.
We got a new office manager. We're all testing the limits. All three of us have sent
them. Is that not the Asian woman that worked there for a while?
All three of us. Yeah, she transitioned.
Yeah. It's a very progressive company.
All three of us have sent them out on separate missions since we got here.
Oh,
we're really testing the waters.
Yeah. He volunteered.
Yeah. So he's at it.
Okay, good, buddy. Don't worry about it.
What's that?
Okay. It's not really not really milk. It's more of a coffee-made creamer substitute. But
no, can't be doing that.
Zero sugar, though. There you go.
It's going to taste like the sugar, though.
No, it's got vanilla in it. It's gonna be French vanilla.
I'll you know what? I'm in one of those. Let's try new things. Kind of a
sure. That's a ton.
Zach, whip it out, dude.
So much.
Is that way too much?
That was like a crazy.
Oh shit! I thought that was only a tiny amount.
No, that's gonna be delicious. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's something Zach would love.
If Zach wants it,
Zach's like yummy.
I'm gonna go into shock.
As I drink my neon orange drink.
Yeah. Zach's order was get me the largest they have.
Zach goes a little bit more maple syrup in that.
This is a chai tea. Yeah. I'd be pretty good for me.
Good for you, man.
I'm trying my best. This is going to be a wonderful day. Let's get plugs out of the way. Mike, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
You can check out my comedy specials on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy. I got dates coming up. I'll be in Chicago. I'll be in Seattle. I'll be in Nashville. So go to MikeFeeneyComedy.com for tickets. Or you can go to punchup.live/MikeFeeney and watch some bunch of clips and shit, and I am Mike Feeney on social media.
Fantastic, Collie.
Hell yeah. Check out the Colm Turow podcast. Both these gentlemen have done it in the past. It's available everywhere you get podcasts. You can see me on the road. Tickets are at columturow.com. I got dates coming up in Tampa, Jacksonville, Port Charlotte, Cincinnati, Burlington, Vermont. Colm Turow, Lil Sass and Friends, one night only, October 20th. Check that out. And if you're listening from Europe, I'll be going back to Ireland in October doing the Galway Comedy Festival. Might add in a show in Dublin. Please come out to that. But there's loads of dates all over America. columturow.com for all those tickets.
Galway's legitimately the fucking best place.
Nearly anywhere in Ireland's fucking legit.
Yeah, but something about Galway specifically. It just feels coastal, like cozy in a tiny nice little. Yeah,
everyone's fucking junkies.
Big fan.
Good drugs.
yeah, good junkies.
Please track both these guys out on the road. Very funny comics. And if you want to see me on the road, check my dates at my Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. This coming weekend, if you're listening live, I will be in Beckley, West Virginia on Friday, Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday, and Lexington, Kentucky on Sunday. Next week on Thursday, I'm at the Ruins in Dallas, followed by the Creek and the Cave in Austin. Come on out. And if you want to see Lewis on the road, go to lewisaskanks.com. Lewis is going to be in Dallas. He's got the Creek in the Cave on Thursday, and then he's going to be in Fort Worth, Texas, July 12th, Dallas, Texas on the 13th, followed by the Pittsburgh Improv, Cleveland, Ohio, New Orleans, Lafayette, San Jose, the Regs of the Cape Cod Melody Tent, and then he's going to be in Governors. And go to lewisskanks.com. He's got a ton of dates coming up. Go see him on the Mediocre Tour. And if you love the show...
It's very nice of you to do his plugs.
I'm a nice guy.
Do you think he would do your plugs if you weren't here?
Never. If you love the show, go to GasDigital.com, the new Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP for $1.50 off a month, as well as access to early episodes, uncensored, the Friday exclusive episode, and the archives. A ton of great shit in there, and three new shows signed into the network. The last of which I believe will be announced.
Can you do
next
him?
Week.
Can you do him a little like Lewis? Just like oversell the shit out of.
Yeah.
No, I do. I
don't
think I
like three new shows. Like and got dog. Doggies.
Some of the most original, unique program. I mean, it's going to blow your mind when you guys find out who's signed to this network.
Never believe the person that we hang out with is going to be signed to the network.
Yeah. You know, Legion of Skanks? Imagine if there was a new one, but there was only two of the Legion of Skanks.
Remember that hardcore band that had that one song in 2007? Well, guess what? They have decided to talk for a living now.
Their bass player wants to tell stories.
Yeah, wants to tell stories from that quick one road tour they did.
I will say I did enjoy the heavy metal cruise. Those were all really fun interviews with all the lifelong musicians.
For
that was
sure.
really fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Corey from Living Color is the man. So there are some good ones.
Yeah. But it's fun to just not say the other opposite, you know.
I know, but I'm riding the line here.
Yeah, you're a company man. I like
what
it.
What can I say? All right, so let's check out this video. Couple performs sexual act at Georgia restaurant.
At the restaurant. Wow.
Okay. All right. So I wasn't able to find an uncensored version. I think a lot of them have been taken down, but here's what we have. You got a funnel from one of the workers there.
Are they open? This is like late at night.
I don't know the time, but it's in Georgia in a Mexican restaurant.
He is so disgusting.
For people listening, this man has a funnel, and he's giggling, and there's a woman with her butt out.
I did not think there was. There's like four people at this table.
Is that a woman
too?
That they're laughing too much? This is. Wait, is he fucking her?
Now he's doing it without the funnel.
Oh, he's trying to pour a margarita in her ass?
Yes. That's it. That's where it stops. Right.
Well, that's just. This is just a little bit of tomfoolery in a Mexican restaurant. You just, this is
that's better
around.
Than the water.
Yeah.
If you know any other way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, fucking let me know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But that's tradition.
Sometimes you got to get revenge on Montezuma.
But that's not like he was just fucking her in the ass. That was like, there's a difference between is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pictured
margarita in my ass.
I pictured just like taxicab confessions happening.
I thought someone was going to get blown out of fucking one of the boots or something.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with that. As long as there's no kids there. I don't really give a
even
shit.
Even at that point, I don't give a fuck. Let them learn. This is how...
Let them the next day they're in school holding a juice box over their friend's asshole.
Yeah,
the Irish version of how I Met Your Mother. Yeah. 2 days.
How I Met Your Mother.
I
don't know.
There's a little more to the story.
Go ahead, okay. Alice.
So she was chained to the bridge. She was chained to the table at the time.
That would change it dramatically.
So after this happened, apparently they took the video on Snapchat or something, and then... the video started getting shared on social media. When the chick who was in the video saw that it was being shared, she went to the cops and was like, people are sharing this video, and they ended up getting arrested for misdemeanor public indecency.
That's so funny. That means
but
she
they
had a job
out.
She was not looking to lose. That was the that's
or
what
her father.
But could you see her, though?
No.
It didn't look like her face.
Well, I thought it was blurred out. I
thought it was going to be a switch and turn out it was a dupe. I thought we were all going to get duped with the old classic.
You think I would do that to you guys?
I get
this show. You've done this on the show
are you
multiple
about to
times.
Dupe me with this?
No, no, I'm not.
But getting duped with the old classic, is that a funnel in a woman's ass? Right. Then you find out it's a man's ass and you go, this isn't fun.
Tale as old as time. If I had a dollar for every time.
You film me once, really tough.
I did bring up a website from many years ago. Since we were watching a funnel in a woman's hiney.
Yeah.
I did bring up, Jorge, what was the name of the site again?
I found it on Heavy R.
And it's like butt?
Bongwater Butt Babes.
So we're going to take a look at Bongwater Butt Babes, a classic series.
B-dubs BB.
A classic pornography series from my college years. Let's take a look at it.
Classic?
Hold on, I need to...
What about, is there a website that's just called Male or Female Butts? And you just
it was the Bye Guys podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would do that was a segment you would do?
And we would look at people's assholes.
You would guess.
And guess if it was a man, a woman, or a trans person.
Guess one of the two. Oh,
trans must be very difficult.
No.
Easier than you think.
Oh, okay. You kind of just see a male one, and if you mean male, it's a little
you
cleaner.
Go, that's a lady's butt, but then you see the ball sack scene.
Yeah.
All the
self harm scars.
Yeah, that helps too. Yeah, yeah where it says like idiot and razor blade. The tattoo that says dad that's scratched out.
Yeah.
Jorge, you got it?
Nope.
This is what happens when Lewis doesn't show up.
We're watching someone stick a thing. We did go fast. This is a fast episode.
Yeah, 12 minutes in.
This is highly... Is that on YouTube?
Is this like a grav bong, or he's just trying to act?
No, this is a grav bong. I've also seen it with a balloon.
Also, that's like really, really shitty weed. If you
well,
you
now it is.
Hit the button, man! Hit the button! Come on!
That's the name of the episode.
He's on fire!
Okay. There you go. Now it feels like Lewis is here.
But this is all too. This is just too much gluttony.
It's also like this is very like.
This is society on the decline.
What do you do after this? This is like when you see fat fucks put like ice cream on pizza and shit and just mix it into together into some big just disgusting mess of a.
There's absolutely zero pleasure from this girl besides just being like.
No, she's making noises.
She's making noises, but she's like she's making direct eye contact too. Like
that means she likes it. No.
Yeah, for anyone wondering what Gio Perez did before comedy.
I mean,
he was the star of the series.
Jeez, look at those eyebrows. She looks like Shannon.
Shannon, would you do this?
I don't think you understand shapes of eyebrows at all, Colin. No, there's no part of this.
What about if it was a vagina?
No,
what if it was crack?
Yeah, it's also, definitely. I got to be honest, this is happening for almost too long.
Yeah,
too.
I think we
this
can
is
call
like,
it.
Yeah, we've
we
it's
got
just
it.
The same thing. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the clip person. That's a real gateway drug to fucking shoving a bong in your ass, right?
Yeah.
I don't think a girl gets her clit pierced unless she knows she's going to show her pussy to strangers.
Yeah. It's like you and your cock, actually.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, it's similar to a clit ring. Yeah.
I may have some expertise.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't just for you.
Well,
you know?
No girl gets her nipples pierced and doesn't show everyone her tits.
Right.
No girl has secret nipple piercings.
Now, but who this was that true. Celebrity a few years back where they had... Oh, it was Andrew Cuomo. Remember when they thought he had his nipples pierced because he had his
he
little...
He had hairy nips, I think. Did he? Because I got hairy nips, but only like here.
Yeah, but do you think? But his looked like you could actually
his look like barbells.
Yeah. But sometimes my nipples look like braille because of the hair. It's only here. It's it stops. So it's like I can see it. So I kind of have some sympathy for the cunt.
They actually they make the stuff. They make they're like stickies called Mr. Nipples, and they're for dudes who have protruding nipples. I know they use them for TV for when dudes like if it's cold in the studio and a dude doesn't want to have hard nips.
Oh, they're just kind of like a little
thing. I'm letting them shine.
Yeah, it's like the thing you put on the bottom of a coffee table so it doesn't scratch the hardwood floor.
Wow. Guys, you got to play it cool here, too, by the way.
Are we good? Oh.
We're not going to let him. We got to wait until he might be able to hear
it. They can hear everything.
Yeah, I don't know what's out there.
No, I turned it off in the lounge.
Oh, great.
Thanks.
Lewis is here, gang. Anyway, so
man, that would have been bad.
We need to interrupt him.
If Lewis had come in 4 minutes ago.
Dude, we got it.
Right. Oh, yeah, with,
Wow.
We got to interrupt
with Baby
this.
James.
We got to interrupt this every... Oh, with Baby James walked in with the...
with the
butt
in bong? Yeah, back.
That would have been a lot to
That
explain.
Was less than 3 minutes ago. That was probably actually... It's like goes
one of the calmer things he's probably seen today.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah. What do you mean the tire burst?
Yeah.
Hey, look who's here.
Lewis,
wow.
Lewis J. Gomez.
In pain, no less. Look at him.
Oh, is he? This is from.
Oh, he's selling. He's selling.
He's selling something.
When is Lewis not selling something? Look at him. You know he's going to do someone under. He's going to sue someone.
Yeah. Is this what? Let's hear this.
I'm surprised he didn't come in a neck brace like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Oh, did you destroy your real clothes changing the car?
Yeah. Like, sweating.
You had to borrow some fucking retard outfit. Look.
Yeah. The tow truck gave him that clothes.
Some homeless guy waiting on the bus. Lewis goes, "Hey, here.
We found it
dude,
in the back.
Here's a ruined tire."
My, you know, I would Shannon, play Main Street. Fuck it, we're doing it.
What's
we're doing
Main
it.
Street?
We
dude.
Need Main Street.
What is that?
It calms me down. It makes me feel better.
Okay.
All right.
Oh fuck me, dude. Oh my god.
You're right. Actually, this is charming.
Oh.
Look at this. Fuck it.
This is just, I have a pinched nerve in my back. I don't know how this happened.
From
I woke
today?
Up, no, I woke up yesterday morning just pinched.
That's great, because you're posting videos of you trying to set your fucking chin-up record.
I am. Yeah. Is that what you think it is? Probably me.
It's obviously you not
not knowing how to do things. I went for a run this morning, and
it's crazy
I
that
pulled
running
up.
Running is like the worst thing you could do for a band.
I did pull-ups
You
got to
just rest in the pool. this is the age you're at now.
Yeah. And then I was just, it was a whole morning of just things going wrong.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then
the
I was already pissed.
Fuck.
I was already pissed, and then I pulled out of my block, and I just fucking turned the corner too fast, and I hit the curb. Like, I went boom, boom.
Like a chip.
And then I was like, oh, fuck. That probably scratched my rim.
Oh, no.
And then the rest of my car started going, and I was like, oh, no. No. And then I literally looked at James, because James is in the car. I was like, James, we're not going to watch The Impractical Jokers today, because we're supposed to go to The Impractical Jokers after this. I was like, I'm not going to the studio. I was pouring sweat already, and I was like, just so you know. And then I got out of the car, then I left him in the car, and then I walked up and down the street for a little bit, and I looked at the skies. And then I was like, I don't know what to do here.
Did you see anything in the sky?
So nothing. There was no God. There was
Mufasa.
No nothing.
Take your son to The Impractical Jokers.
And then I motivated. I said, you know what? I miss Real Ass Podcast on Monday. I said, I missed the podcast on Monday. I was like, I can't fuck. I was like, I'm not giving up. And then I was like, let me go and fucking put the donut on and I'll go.
A real lesson.
And then I'm just pouring sweat. And I was like, dude, then I started getting really angry. And then I grabbed the crowbar and I almost smashed my window in. I had the crowbar in my hand and I was so mad.
What
and
happened?
You pouring sweat.
It was just a pain.
You couldn't get the lug nut off?
It wasn't even. I got everything out. And I got the donut out, and I was about to do it.
Yeah.
And then I went,
you just remember.
I hate donuts!
he was
not Tito!
And I almost smashed my own my own window in with the crowbar, and I was like, no, I can't do this. So then I pulled into a gas station.
Smashed someone else's
and then I
car.
Smashed.
Yeah.
And I offered the
I took their clothes.
I offered the gas station attendant. I said, sir, I was like, I'm a little bit stressed right now. Just so you know, I clarified. I could change my own tire, sir, just so you know.
Yeah. Wait. You skipped something.
What did I skip?
You took the tire off, yeah?
No, I never took the tire off.
So you never got that far.
I got everything out to change the tire.
Oh, that's how far you got.
I had the crowbar in my hand, and I almost smashed my window, and I screamed into the sky, and I said, you know what? I'm going to hurt myself for somebody else. My son's here. This isn't going to end well. All it's going to take is one lug nut rolling away into a sewer.
Yeah, I know.
Or right under the car.
I mean, it's going to...
There's a YouTube video that won't load.
Yo, dude.
How do I do this?
It was going to be a fucking problem. So yeah, I paid a gas station attendant to do it.
How far did you have to drive to get to the gas station?
The gas station was right there. I knew it was. There was one coming up. So I was like, let me just fucking pay. I paid him $50. I was like, just put the donut on.
Oh,
and I zipped in. I ended
oh,
up
no,
on
Mr. Luz, what is it? Whatever you want, Mr.
What
Luz,
is it this please. Time? No, yeah. no, not no, again. No.
Please put the crowbar down.
Luz.
I have a family.
Luz. We have all the jerky in stock you need, Mr. Luz. Please. Yes. Luz.
Free
Grape blunt wrap. We have.
And then Lewis goes,
Dutch. Blub, 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 blub.
Free Willy in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis is a true pussy. Max
wow.
Power says, what a bitch.
Fuck all these. I don't like these internet faggots.
Pimperino
either.
Says, changing your tire isn't that hard, man.
They all act like this.
Also,
online.
Just
you're
clarify,
the one watching a podcast at 12 o'clock on a Wednesday. Like, you have nothing going. Yeah. You have zero. I don't want to be here at all. You're at home tuning into this shit.
Yeah.
Don't act as if you're fucking putting up shells and rigging oil. And
you're watching live.
You're fucking crazy. This is some autistic guy whose arms don't work. And he's like going, pussy, Lewis.
He still misses his mother who died
this
8 years ago.
Type of guy who someone benches 500 pounds and they go, fucking loser.
Yeah. You should clarify that it is at least 97 degrees outside right now.
Yeah,
this is a full heat wave.
It is a full heat wave. It's 95 degrees outside.
You're wearing all black for some reason.
I always wear all black. I am a little bit goth and dark inside my soul.
Sure.
And I could have changed this. I've changed a tire before. I've
When's
done
the
it.
Last time?
Talk about your clothes. your attire. Come on, not terrible.
I changed my attire.
A little, I guess.
No, cocksuckers. I've changed my tire before. I've never had another person change my tire. The first time I blew my tire. I had somebody change my tire. I was on the side of the road, and I just didn't know. And then I watched him do it, and I was like, I can do this. This is crazy. And then the next time I watched a YouTube video, I think the last time I changed my tire, I didn't even have to watch a YouTube video.
Oh, there wow.
you go. No, you hired a Mexican.
That's No.
Yeah.
That's you just told us.
That's
I'm
not
talking
bad.
About the time before that, obviously, Zach.
Yeah, but change it. You don't need to know that.
So why now are you not going to Impractical Jokers?
No, we are now.
Oh, okay. You're going back.
We're going.
What
so
this?
What was your plan?
Some sort of a live prank?
So what is
that show?
Yeah, you guys, are you just supposed to walk around?
What happens? You follow them around a mall while they pretend like to
know.
Do pranks
we're
on
going,
people?
We're going to some building and
while
watching
they prank
the show
actors, highly paid actors, while they prank?
It's probably a punishment. if it's in a warehouse, it's probably one of the punishments.
It's probably just hanging out with me is the punishment.
Yeah.
Lewis has to pretend or something. Lewis walks up to a guy. Yeah, Lewis yeah. somebody on the show pretending to be pranked.
They're on the walkie-talkie. Tell him you want to start a podcast.
Yeah. Tell him you know a great network so you can get him a good
ask him everything
code.
He knows about podcasts.
Yeah,
so I definitely almost bailed, and I was pouring sweat. The shirt that I wore just like soaking like a ring, and then the only shirt I had in my car was the shirt that Justin Silver gave me, the Anxiety Athletics wear. I don't know why Justin's trying to market anxiety as his thing.
Is that what this is?
Yeah,
this is one of his.
That's
fucking
his merch.
This is Justin's merch.
Justin's funny. He just like
no. Justin's very funny, no, and he's a great dude.
Not in that way. I meant like in the. I meant completely like Justin.
No, like funny as like a character.
Yeah,
like,
as a concept.
Like, as in like yeah. I can't believe a real human yeah. exists that acts this way.
Yeah. I giggle when I think about him walking around in reality.
No, Justin is actually a very funny.
He's like seasonal.
Guys.
He disappears. He'll be around everywhere you turn,
yeah.
and then he's just gone for 9 months.
Yeah,
and he back.
Come,
he's like, ah,
he comes out in summers and for Skankfest.
Anxiety AirPods.
But that's Justin's problem is he doesn't like he is actually a talented dude. He is funny. He's good looking, you know, and he's got a lot of good attributes. He doesn't understand how to market himself. Like, he's like, he had an anxiety podcast with Natalie Cuomo for a little bit. It's like, yeah, we're the anxiety podcast where we talk about anxiety. Like,
wow, what? What irrational fears did you wasn't have
that,
this week?
Who the fuck wants to listen to that?
Wasn't that on this network?
No.
Doesn't Joe List have the same podcast?
Yes, he does.
Is that what his podcast Mindful is? An anxiety?
Him and yeah. all these other fucking dipshits talk about how things irk them.
Fucking.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
You're not. We're comedians. We shouldn't be helping anybody.
I want fucking.
Now that I'm into.
I mean, look, I guess there is like a therapeutic sense if you listen to podcasts and it helps you get through your day, right? Yeah. You're distracting yourself from whatever things you should probably be paying attention to.
Yeah.
But whatever you're using to you're using the Real Ass Podcast to distract you, that's fine. I guess there's a therapeutic sense there. But I don't think that most comedians that I know don't have their shit together. They should not be offering advice to anybody.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
I know three or four people in the world who actually have their shit together.
Mm.
Like, actually together.
Yeah. Well, there's also a difference between like tongue-in-cheek advice and like actual earnest, yeah. like this is how you fix your situation, yeah. kind of like a Dr. Phil sort of, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's psychotic. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar. If you guys are a cigar enthusiast or just getting into cigars, Small Batch has you covered. It's a great gift for that man in your life as well. I'll tell you right now, cigars are great. If you just want to just hang out in the backyard, puff on a cigar. Not something you got to do every day, but just once out of blue, you do feel like the fucking man. And I don't really know that much about cigars, Zach, and Small Batch Cigar makes it easy.
Yep, they have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and there's free shipping on every order. Almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days if it's in the continental United States. It has the Boveda pack included with every purchase, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly.
Yeah, it's really incredible. It's a great company. They have a discover page where you can discover brand new cigars. And if you know what you're talking about and you know cigars, you're going to find so many amazing cigars on the website. Just go to smallbatchcigar.com, smallbatchcigar.com, and use the promo code GAS10, GAS10. You're going to save 10% plus earn 5% rewards points. Once again, that is smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? All right, look, I'm here. I'm feeling better now. My back is a little pinched, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very nice right now. Did you guys do plugs yet?
Yeah. And Zach did your plugs.
You did my plugs.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, I always Zach. Do your plugs.
I appreciate that. You're a fucking
You'll
king.
See a record boost. Imagine if Zach...
Did you promote the network, the new apps?
Yeah, and
the
did. New he even promoted the new... He announced all three new podcasts
did you?
Coming on the
no.
network.
No, oh, yeah. You said...
He did.
Yes, Zach, and no. Zach. Yes, and
we've announced two of them already. We have the final one we have not announced yet. We're actually officially announcing it on Monday.
Okay.
Because
okay.
the only reason we're not announcing it yet, it's officially happening. The name isn't confirmed yet.
What are the other
two?
Podcast.
It's called Story Wars with me and Big J. Orkerson. It's a new storytelling game show.
Is the logo a play on Storage Wars?
Kind of.
It is, or
Star
not?
Wars.
A little bit, yeah.
Star Wars.
No, Storage Wars was more the,
really?
The idea. Yeah, yeah.
Story Wars.
I assumed it was Star Wars.
But it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't matter.
It'll be around next year.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I think it's going to be a popular show. There we go.
Yeah, Story Wars.
And then,
is it like a battle? Why are you guys like facing off?
No, they're docking. They're two cocks.
Oh,
they're
okay.
docking
gotcha.
Right now.
Yeah.
No, it's a battle between us and all the guests. We're it's a game show. You'll be on the show, Feeny. We need okay. plenty of guests. Don't worry. You'll have plenty of opportunities
I'm
to get on the
show. I'm just curious what it is. I didn't express
it's
any
a game
interest
show.
In doing it.
Well,
yeah.
well, guess what? You're literally never going to be on the show now. Just so you fucking know.
You have a bit
know.
Of an attitude about the show, Feeny. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You've got a little bit of a fucking attitude about the
had,
show.
I just had clarifying questions. Colm's texting Lewis right now. Hey, I'm available on Wednesdays if you ever need.
That's why Colm's fucking to the moon. Sheba Inu.
That's how they got to the moon.
Yeah.
Get those guys that did this.
Yeah.
They can get us to the moon.
And then Maddie Smith, Madhouse. That's officially coming on.
Madhouse?
Yeah.
Wait, like M-A-D House?
Where was
Mad?
She just was doing it independently.
And she's keeping in that studio that she built?
Yep, keeping the studio. We're just producing it with her and helping her produce it and putting it on Gas Digital and offering support. And then we have one more, which is likely going to be the biggest of all those three shows. We just
the announcements? Is it Taster Buds?
Tastier Buds.
Tastier Buds. Buddies, taste buddies.
So what have you guys done here?
Thing we did was a couple performed Sexual Act at Georgia Wrestling.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that when I was on my way.
Wasn't that big of a deal.
It was a big nothing.
Nah, it was a storm in a teacup, as they would say back home. Do you know that one?
No.
You can use it. Tell your friends. Storm in a teacup.
All right, let's see this road rage incident, Shannon, because I, you know, I'm a guy who has to fight off road rage, you know, basically every time I get in the car. So, Shannon, what happened here?
Yeah, you almost street fighted your own car.
But yeah.
He just looked at the time.
Dude, it was nuts.
But also, you say road rage as if it's like not also just walking rage, waiting in line rage.
Resting rage. Yeah.
Yeah, sleeping rage, workout rage. Sex rage.
That's
podcasting rage.
Can you be honest for a moment, Colm?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You've hung out with me a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
How often have you seen me rage? Full rage.
You're pansy.
Feeny, don't answer that. Feeny has seen me rage more than I think anybody has.
Feeny's in there. Yeah, Colm, you've never flown with Lewis, I guess.
Feeny opened for me at a time when I had nothing. So it was like.
But rage.
All I had was rage.
I built this fucking podcast studio on rage.
So now I have things to lose. I control my rage a little bit more. But back then, I was just a pure rage monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Just really raging.
Where have I seen you go nuts?
It was kind of fun, though. It's fun to be the person that's standing behind the person raging outwardly. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was never raged at me, but it was enough. Always.
Well, people say this a lot, because, and this is the narrative, because you guys also, like, you know, you're like, oh, fucking Lewis just rages. I would say that I actually rage maybe twice a year.
Yeah, like meltdown
these days,
rage.
Like, yeah, like a full
like, I think the last time you raged just from your social media was that guy in the Uber that wouldn't. You know what I mean? There was that you were recording that thing. That was as close to, and that even I've seen
I
you. Rage.
I wasn't even raging because I was on video, so I was trying to be. I was like, "Sir,
yeah.
Sir, I don't appreciate your tone,
sir. No need for racist slurs, sir."
But that other cab one would be the
that
best.
Was wild.
That's the
that was
best
wild.
One of all time.
When's the last time you saw me rage? Is it,
I don't know what the rage. I don't know what do you define as rage?
Actually, probably
flipping a chair.
Usually,
or something?
Usually you see me mostly. If I had a guest column. Being pretty calm, cool, and collected.
I don't know about that. All I know is how many times have I been with you and I have to look at the other person and we both sort of... Oh, like, that's a lot. Over your shoulder, we're rolling our eyes.
Well,
going.
That could be me being...
I didn't need glasses when I started hanging out with Lewis. I've actually rolled my eyes into blindness.
I will say this, though. Once meeting... I don't shout, but I do, like, get into more altercations.
Yeah.
Like if I'm getting bad service, I'm more likely to go. I'm sort of.
Is that my influence?
That's
on
your
you?
Influence on me.
Yeah, direct.
Genuinely, I swear to God. And usually I just be like, sometimes you burn the fucking. Sometimes you burn the toast or whatever. Sometimes they forget the mayonnaise. Now I'm just like, yo, cunt face. sorry, you're on heroin today, but
yeah, sure, I'll do 10 minutes because you want to watch your whole act.
Yeah.
You want to watch your show, see what you can do up there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, but
I do that a lot more, though. Since
that
I'm
is, but that's the narrative on me, like that I walk around being shitty to customer service people. I walk around being shitty to Uber drivers.
You're actually a good tipper.
I'm such a good person to wait on. Unless shit goes wrong.
I don't know.
And then you have to average that out. You have to be good until something goes wrong. And then when something goes wrong, one of the biggest
enemies. It's not me. No, it's not me.
But also,
it's how they deal with the problem.
Your standard of things going wrong is like just the bare minimum.
That's not true. Here's what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Okay.
Please.
Something minor will go wrong. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. In life. Welcome to life, people.
Sure.
People. Yeah. Welcome.
You're like fucking Huberman. Here.
Welcome to life.
Wow.
Sometimes things go wrong. Okay.
Right.
It's how you deal with it when it goes wrong. That is who you truly are as a human being, right? When something does not go your way, your back's against the wall, how are you reacting? Can you fucking fix things in that moment? If I'm paying for something and something goes wrong and the person just sort of doesn't, all they gotta do is be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll take care of that right now. And then I go, that was nice, I like that. And then they come out and they go, all right, well, you know, it doesn't even gotta be anything beyond that. But if they just if they blame it on the kitchen, ooh, that's something that really gets me going.
Well, everyone's gotta blame it. You have to blame it.
No, you don't blame it on anybody else. No.
You never just go, yes, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yes.
No, yeah, it's
the best service.
You can imply, then you can blame the kitchen because they're the ones that the people can't see.
If you blame the kitchen, I'm tipping you less.
Yeah, but if you go, the kitchen's backed up.
They're gonna get 15% and they're gonna get a note. As to why they only got 15%.
You give them a note.
Yeah, I say,
like, it would have
been. That's a B flat, doggy. Yeah. Take it with
you. A B flat.
That's another reason why. Zackle snake.
No, dude. It's how they deal with it. If you deal like, and I won't get into the whole speech about Trump Tower again because my staff has heard this 100 times. I feel my staff rolling their eyes as I mention Trump Tower again. Shannon, tell the Trump Tower story. You can tell it. I've told it so many times. Shannon?
No, I don't have it memorized. You
didn't,
can just tell
you
it.
You don't listen when I say things, you bitch?
No, I know it. I just don't have it memorized. You please tell it.
Damn. Blame Shannon.
I went to Trump Tower, okay, to meet a certain comedian who will remain nameless.
Oh, I know.
That only stays in Trump Tower. Anytime he stays anywhere, he always stays in Trump properties.
I can I guess? Well, I know the answer, so
no.
I'm not even
yeah,
guessing.
Yeah, no, yeah, we know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
It's pretty, okay, man.
He's
wait.
So
don't worry about it.
He's a nice guy, nice little humble rich
so,
guy.
So listen,
nice humble little, rich guy.
So I go there and I ordered scrambled eggs. They gave me over easy. Let's say that, or I ordered over easy. They gave me scrambled, right? And I was like, oh, I ordered. Over.
You don't even remember yourself. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Depending what the day was, who knows? They gave me
what
the wrong.
What were you
order.
Wearing that day?
They gave me the wrong order, so I was like, oh, you guys gave me the wrong eggs. And then the waiter was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. This is my fault. Please let me make this right. I was like, yeah, it's not a big deal. Just give me the right. They were like, keep those. We'll be right back.
Hands you a whip. 10 whippings.
Yeah.
Please.
So then I'm not kidding, dude. Literally a minute later, the manager of the restaurant comes over to me, hat in hand, like, well, I'm so sorry. This is not a reflection on the restaurant. Like, well, this is my fault. Now the manager's saying it's his fault.
Oh, like, you love this.
I'm like, oh, that's great. He's like, we're going to make this right for you. A minute later, the chef comes out from back. Hat in hand. I am so
you're all MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Red hat in hand.
I am so sorry,
what
sir.
What do you have with those gigantic chefs?
What was the chef? Like, oh, chef, I'm so sorry,
chef
sir.
He was French.
I'm so sorry.
I hear you not like your eggs.
And he was like this is my fault. Dude, they didn't charge me for the eggs. They gave us like a free round of drinks. And it was like, I walked out of Trump Tower being like, that was the best service I've ever been given in my entire life.
Out with this
and it was based off of, no, but it's true. It's based off of a mistake. What are you doing? No. Just put your fucking phone down.
I'm telling him to write down.
It doesn't
who it
matter
was.
Who it is. The story, it literally, it's irrelevant.
I don't think it is because if fuck the face, we're
not
big enough.
It's not. They didn't know who he was. This is years ago.
Send off in the chat. Who do you think it is? Send off in the chat.
All right, let's move on.
Lewis.
So, Shannon, what is this road rage incident?
I'm going to play it for you.
What are you tweaking about?
Oh, yeah.
I have an 82-year-old man in the car, and you guys are all fucking spinning and disturbing. Just because it's 4th of July doesn't mean you're getting a fucking dick.
Oh, you're my drunk God.
Fuck you, dog.
She's drunk as fuck.
You're the one swerving. I was just following you. I'm the one swerving?
It's fucking Joe Biden. Look.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. The car's driving away. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, what a moron.
Oh, no.
Oh, and it crushed her. Oh, no. She's stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's hammered.
She's fucked up, bro. The guys are...
Her life is about to be... Oh, this
that
is...
probably hurt so bad.
I think you'd be surprised. You can kind of get crushed by a car.
Oh, dude. Right in her hip?
Dude, that's crazy.
How did she get out of
that? Her pussy is wedged on the door right now.
How did she, like, unless the old man put it in reverse, or I guess they must have moved up.
That
or
was wild.
I don't know. The guy that she was shouting at actually got out of the car to help
her.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, I guess I got to help her now.
He goes, fuck, I got to help this dumb bitch now.
I will say there is something about the people who like, spin the tires and have the exhaust that go like the...
Oh, yeah.
That shit is, those are the, they. I wish those were people who were driving by when you were looking to someone to beat up with a crowbar.
Kind of a little genocide for people that make too much noise. I wouldn't be against it.
There's yeah. Well, you're right. Dude,
and who makes the most noise?
You're Puerto Ricans. You're right. You're not wrong about this. They
or
do.
People are a bit stingy with their money. You know?
They do want to be, they want you to know they're there.
Fucking
you know,
bullshit,
a yeah. Fucking speaker, a loud car, just shit, like who
blasting
wants...
Blasting the music with all the windows down in your car?
That shit, that. Whatever that is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what do you go? You go like, hey, dude, I want my car to sound like shit and everyone to be able to hear
and it's because it scares people. What they've actually started doing, because it became such an epidemic in Astoria, is they started installing like sound decibel cameras now. So now they'll give you a ticket if your shit is too loud. Because they would just go around Astoria Park and just do that at all hours of the night.
It's for people who just aren't brave enough to get a face tattoo. Yeah. Right. Just get the face tattoo. And
I feel like that's an extension of the guy who wears a top hat and brings a cane to prom. You know what I mean?
The try hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy,
yeah,
and then, like, if nobody's looking at him, he bangs the cane.
Yeah, the look at me guy.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I will say, like, I want, you know, my car is too silent. I fucked up. I got, I, I test drove an
Audi.
You
don't hear it until it crashes into you.
Yeah.
I test drove an Audi that was like a fucking manly car, dude. It was like, if you felt it. It was like, it was turbo, whatever that fucking means.
Yeah. That's
the one that I bought, and I was like, no, I like that color better. I was like, I'll take that one, because I didn't know. I was like,
every car comes in every color.
They're the same car. Yeah. I just was like, no, I'll take that one instead. I test drove a few of them, but I really.
It doesn't match the sneakers you were wearing at the time.
Like a moron.
It goes in my hat.
And now my car sounds like a grandma's car. It's just,
what does it do?
It's just silent.
Silence is nice.
Bro. No. You want to, dude.
Silence is nice. You're
especially if you're day to day and the car's like rattling from. You know,
no, if you drove an Audi S6 Turbo, and just the way it feels versus my car, you would go like, okay, that's a fucking badass. Like, it feels bad. My car doesn't feel
like a Gran Torino or something.
My car feels like a fucking grandma's car. Oh, I hate it. I'm gonna trade it in.
It's all dinged up.
It's all dinged up. I do have one. The back bumper.
You've got
has
the
a ding.
Fucking donut on the back wheel.
Well, no, because now I have to wait till I really crash it, because I have this little ding on the back bumper, and I'm not gonna go get it.
Don't worry, it's coming soon.
Yeah, I know, soon enough. It's been a while though. Zach, I got to talk about one of our brand new sponsors that I love.
Yes, you do.
That I fucking love, because they sent me my box. And I've never been more excited opening up a box in my entire life.
And ironically, what did you need to open that box?
I needed a fucking knife to open that box. Monthly Knife Club is the shit. It's the ultimate subscription box for knife enthusiasts, outdoor adventurers, or really just anybody out there. Guys think knives are cool, okay? And these are really cool, high-quality knives. All of the brands that you love, like Best Tech, Gerber, Kubi, Kaiser, Giant Mouse, and many more, just absolutely the best. The subscription box is the ideal gift for the man that's notoriously hard to shop for. The perfect gift for that man in your life, your father, your dad, your brother, your cousin, your best friend, your husband, your brother, son, whoever it is, they're going to want to fuck with these knives, and these knives are awesome.
They have a variety of tiers to choose from. Starting at just $25, you can experience the thrill of unboxing a top-notch name brand knife every month. So why wait? Join them today and elevate your knife game with the Monthly Knife Club subscription box.
Just go to monthlyknifeclub.com. Monthlyknifeclub.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP. You're going to get 10% on your first month when you use that code. Once again, that's RAP at monthlyknifeclub.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Loud Cup?
The Loud Cup?
It's like a Stanley Cup type thing. But when you blow into it, it makes a giant horn noise. It's for like sporting events.
Oh, wow.
I think it's going to be the new most annoying thing in the
absolutely.
World.
Remember those tubes that people would bang together?
You got to see the loud. It's fucking crazy.
In Africa, they got the Vuluvelas or something.
Vuvuvelas?
The Vuluvelas, I think they're called. And they go, and they fucking
or
do
the
them.
Didgeridoo.
They do them. Yeah, exactly like that. There's an Africa version. That...
Yeah, let's see this, Shannon. What is it called?
The Loud Cup.
The Loud Cup.
Oh, God, what's this?
Yes. Fucking a goose comes down and fucking rapes. Just flies in.
The number one cause of goose rape.
Yeah. That's insane.
He comes in all covered in feathers and goes.
A horny goose.
Yeah.
Usually after you get raped, you feel like a silly goose.
I know.
That's a mating call.
It's like tired and feathered.
I've been cummed and feathered.
That is fucking funny, dude.
Solid, yeah.
Or if Lewis hung out with a bird, their team name would be Tarred and Feathered.
Ooh. All right.
You're coming at me today, Zach. I don't know why.
Tarred and Fattered.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
You came in late, you know what I mean? You lost. We had a bonding moment.
You guys are having your thing.
Yeah. We had a little bonding moment.
I'll just go. How about that?
You told that story about the eggs that went nowhere. That
yeah, we were on record for like, yeah, you wouldn't say who the comic was. Everyone's pissed. It's like a... It's a bit real.
You missed all point of the story, Feeney.
It was about the eggs. You got the you can't remember what type of eggs.
Yeah, multiple people apologized.
It's
also that art.
It's great. It's the you walk away saying it was great service off a mistake, and that the point is,
yeah.
When you make a mistake, it's an opportunity to show.
Wait, I forgot my steak. Fuck.
But it's like that that hostage negotiator who did like a master class where he's like, the way to do things is you go up to the hotel. When you want to late check out, you go up to the hotel concierge person. You go, I'm so sorry. I'm about to make your life like a living hell today.
Oh.
And then they're like, what? What are you going to do? And he's like, I need a late checkout. And they go,
that's fine.
Oversell and deliver.
That's a really great way to handle it.
That's the way you do it.
Like, I know this is going to be such a...
It's going to ruin your day. I'm like, so sorry.
I'm so sorry. We already did plugs.
but that's like the way to do it. So that's essentially what they were doing at Trump Tower with you, is they were just constantly being like, I'm so sorry. This is all our fault. You know what I mean? Because people want to be...
They just couldn't believe that there was a brown guy eating at the place. So they all had to come out and apologize. Say, oh, go have a look at him. Go have a look at him. Like when there's a celebrity and suddenly every waiter...
I'm going to fuck up his eggs on purpose. We all got to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't even know what eggs are. This guy has no idea. Give him bread. Give him mushy water bread.
One order of huevos.
Yeah. Lewis goes, excuse me, my egg seems to be just mushy water bread.
He's like, sir, you're huevos rancheros.
He's just sloppy.
Yeah. All right, so what's this update with Bad Baby? Bad Baby got beat up by her baby daddy.
Shout out to Bad Baby Daddy.
Bad Baby Daddy.
Bad Baby Daddy?
Fucked her up. I didn't watch it with you guys. You guys watched it on Monday, though, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Can we just see a second of it? I haven't seen any of it.
It's on video?
Quick. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of her on video, apparently.
Is there like a funny TikTok version with fucking Joe Rogan commentating? Oh, what, Shane Kicker?
There's going to be one more.
What was that?
Oh, that's not good.
That's the same angle? Oh, that's the same.
No, different.
Oh, he pulled her hair and just threw her down.
Ah, she's God, women she's have light-footed.
She has no equilibrium.
She's so light-footed.
It's those big old titties.
She's top heavy.
Whoa. The BBL has no muscles in it at all.
Yeah, dude. She's
like a baby deer. Look, there is an element of sure he probably...
A baby deer.
It's a bad baby deer.
Whoa, yeah, that's brutal.
Look how skinny her neck is.
Jesus,
but like, I don't think he smacked her. I think she hit her head off the ground when he gave her a friendly little fucking get the fuck out of the face.
Yeah, but if you do a little thing, I mean, yeah, what
dude,
was
we used to it's, just it's dude regularly? Not your fault. You'd be walking down the street with your friends, like this is an old New York thing. We just don't do this anymore to each other, but we just all be walking, and there's one of them. We just push him into a pile of garbage.
Yeah, of course.
There's like needles coming out of it and glass.
Cut himself on a tin can. Yeah. And he had
to get tetanus.
Yeah.
Hepatitis.
So what's the update here, Shannon?
So she's saying now that she's confused as to why people think that she's staying with him. And what happened was, like, in her post, though, she was saying that he's getting help. She loves him more than anything in the world. Uh-huh. And that people think it's so easy to leave someone, but it's not as easy as people think. That's what she posted after that. And so
story of my fucking life, Shannon.
And so now she's like, now that people keep saying that she's staying with him, she's like, who said that? I didn't say I'm staying with him. She also still hasn't said she's not staying with him.
But are they married?
No.
Poor guy.
Just have a baby. I think the baby's three months old.
You got to put a ring on a girl who's a tramp like that, who's worth $40 million or something. You got to put
her.
You got
it.
She's worth a lot. Her first night, I think she made a couple of mil, right?
Yeah, that I remember.
And then she called everyone creeps. Which, in fairness...
She wasn't wrong. She was like, over 18. A year after, I think it was on her 18th birthday, she started on OnlyFans, and then a year later, she released a statement. She was like, if you subscribe to my OnlyFans on my 18th birthday, you're a fucking pedophile.
Yeah,
and it was like 100,000 people.
Yeah,
I only did it because you waited until you're 18 to do it.
Chris Hansen, I've liked you. Why don't you take a seat?
I've liked you since the moment I met you, Bad Baby.
I did start like I know Big J talks about a lot of those pedophile sing videos. Like he really likes them, and I always felt very gross by them. Like I'm always like,
it's getting out of control. Now.
It's a lot of them, but I did find one channel. It just caught me. The guys
they caught you.
What would you do? Genuinely, I just can't even. Suicide's the only way. If you got caught, like just
that happens every now and then.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
And it's the right answer.
Here's the other thing. So we watch it. This is what I think, right? So I watch these things. This is the one guy that I watch now. I don't even know the name of his channel. But his thing is...
I watch a guy called Rossi or something. Or Rose. Is that the same
maybe
guy?
Maybe the same guy. What he does is when he catches you, eventually he's like, what's that? You like little girls? You like little boys? You sick fuck? What the fuck's wrong with you? And the person starts to walk away and he goes, excuse me, everybody! And they says the guy's name is like, Mike Feeney was here to meet a 13-year-old girl. You got a pedophile in Queens, New York! And then they follow him through the store shaming him. Usually they'll smack the guy a couple times,
this
right?
This is... They
MMA fighter do this and then just beat the fuck out of him.
They had this guy, there was
one. I'm going to send Chuck Liddell or someone
in. Yeah, dude, imagine Chuck Liddell becomes shows the new Chris Hansen.
Chuck Liddell shows up to fuck a kid. Chuck Liddell shows up to fuck a kid, and then you're going, hey, I'll go get her. Yeah, she's in the back there.
Carry on.
Yeah.
He said he likes Liddell girls.
Yeah, dude, but
he likes to Chuck, though.
That channel is... I did just get caught. I mean, yesterday, for maybe an hour straight watching the clips of these videos, and you weirdly feel bad for the guys because the guys are almost always retarded.
They're always very weird.
They're super autistic or Indian, which is like parallel.
Well, you don't feel bad for them because they're fucking pieces of shit pedophiles. But
it's
you,
like, it's the
there's like whatever's happening, it just feels like you're watching. What I guess the definite like it just feels toxic. I guess you're just watching like this thing where you're like. Everything feels gross. You feel like perverted watching the whole thing happen.
There's more and more of them popping up. They're like fucking man on the street videos where people are just getting into them. And some of them are like, they catch them, they try to call the cops, they expose them. Some of them are just trying to smack the shit out of some guy in Walmart. Like, they're not even trying to
Well, that's the guy that is the Walmart.
They just smack the shit out of people in Staples. Dude, if... I genuinely feel like there's money to be made teaching pedophiles like how to not get caught. Is that illegal?
Yes.
Okay. Forget about it then.
Well, it's also kind of crazy the amount.
But like, carry a fucking taser. Do some due diligence here. What are we?
No, it's called jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Do some jiu-jitsu here. I mean, if first of all, like, I can't even imagine. Like, I would just assume that every person is trying to set me up for this thing.
It's fucking insane.
Unless they're getting so much little kid ass.
I know.
That it's like, actually, they get away with it 100 times, and then, shit, you got me. And then they go, you know what? Worth it.
just I was like, when you get arrested for smoking weed.
Yeah, you go, you know what, dude? I've smoked weed so many times. I can use a night in jail.
But
calm me down.
Driving away from your first little child, fuck you, like Tony Soprano. You got the music on. You're driving, driving to New Jersey. Just
woke up this morning. Got myself a kid.
You're letting people go in your traffic head. We have plenty of time. Go ahead, sir.
I just can't believe there's this many pedophiles out there. I can't. It's rampant. This is just the amount of people showing up.
According to the internet, everybody in the world is either a pedophile or an online scammer
or a groomer
of some kind. Or a groomer.
Grooming is the sophisticated pedophile, which is like a real...
Because that involves a lot of planning, that's emotional manipulation.
He's taking his time, patience.
Some call it putting a pin in it.
Yeah, it's
depends how thin your dick is. But it's
the turtle versus the hair situation. You know what I mean?
The amount of...
And once they grow hair, they're not interested anymore.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Well, the amount of people that are fucking...
Kids.
Like, but I think it's out of control. I think it's way...
It just can't be. I just don't understand.
Just in the pedophile videos, there's hundreds of them.
I can understand.
Hundreds.
Yeah, okay, but...
Do you think any of them are fake?
Can we Google how many people in this zip code are pedos? Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Find out who lives beside
you. New York, it's everywhere.
Pretty much anyone named Hernandez
single building has at least one.
Yeah.
There's
three at this table.
But being...
I'm two of them.
Zach's too slow to catch them.
Yeah.
But being on a sex offender's register, it doesn't necessarily mean that you were convicted or caught doing stuff with kids. It could be something like you got drunk and took a piss on the beach or something, and then they gave you...
Is that an old wives' tale is that real?
I know someone who had to go to court because he worked as an electrician and he was pissing against the wall at night because they worked like kind of underground, and then the cops pulled up and he said it was too close to a school and they gave him a pedophile
charge. And it was at night?
It was at night, like middle of the night, but that's where they work when they're digging up shit.
Should be something that he immediately when you go to court... Every judge should go, no, we're not going to put you on a registered sex offender list for pissing on a wall at night.
But he only got away with it, but got the charges dropped because he was part of a huge electrical union. Yeah, the union had the fees. They're like, we're not letting one of our guys go down because all the other ones would have striked in or whatever. Because part of being an electrician is pissing on a school.
It's the freedom to piss wherever you want.
That's what I moved here for.
Yeah.
That's what I was told.
It's an American dream.
That's why I left. You think I left the...
Well, you think about this. Like, I don't typically piss in public, but this happens once in a while. I'll be driving and I had too much coffee and I pull over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I don't check how far schools are.
Well, someone told me that it's not illegal to piss in public. What is illegal is showing your dick in public.
Yeah.
So if you were technically like... in the corner of a wall on, like, you know, on Avenue B or whatever, you could technically
I think they could say whatever they want.
Urination.
I think you're allowed
like a ticket. That's not a...
You're allowed to piss in your own pants, and that's where you get away with it.
So here's the thing. I think it's actually...
That's the loophole.
Listen, I think
piss
it's different...
My pants. Is that illegal to just piss?
I think it's different jurisdictions, right? So I think if you're in New York, public urination is a thing, right? I think if you're in certain areas, certain states, if you're within whatever distance of a school or a playground, that's considered indecent exposure. I think you're just, depending on where you live, you have to like know your laws. Because you're right.
You gotta know your PP laws.
Yeah, I don't think you. I don't think it's always the case.
The cops tried to nab you for pissing on the school. You go, I know my laws. I know the law, pig. I'll be pissing on the school by dawn. I feel
like the UK is much more progressive with it. Like, don't they have like in certain countries the urinals that come out of the ground at night when the bars close?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Where is that?
They have like, they're not there. It's almost like four stalls and it comes out of the ground.
I don't know about the futuristic coming out of the ground like a fucking Michael Jackson. I fucking had a concert.
It's like they come out of the ground at night when the bars close.
Wow.
But there is, I think they just set up porta potties on the weekend. So that fucking.
Let's see. Let's move on. We're, we ended up setting Jorge and Gay Blind Mike on another challenge, which I like this. I like the fact that these guys are constantly competing.
Oh, can you fill me in on who won the weight gaining competition? That was the last competition.
It was Gay Blind Mike. He won.
And he was just,
what was it, $200 in cold hard cash? I don't think I paid him.
He doesn't know.
Gave him $100.
Yeah.
Gave him some Monopoly money.
Gave him $2.
Yeah, yeah. Here's two clean 100s.
Boy.
I'm rich.
Rich, I tells you.
So this week's challenge, Jorge versus Gay Blind Mike, we decided to send them out to try to give foot massages in the park.
To give foot massages?
Give foot massages, and whoever can give more foot massages. Shannon, what was the prize this week?
More than one.
Just getting one over the course of a week would be incredible.
It would be a wild success.
I don't think it was specified, the prize for this.
It was so hot.
You know what? I'm going to buy them a foot massage, the winner of this. That's a great prize.
That's not a bad price.
It's like 10 it's bucks, too. You're good.
No, it's not true. It's like 40 bucks.
You're milking the fuck out of them. But yeah, whatever.
A $10 foot massage? Where is this?
Dollar a minute.
Right here, baby.
At the end of the foot, at the end of the foot massage, you know, Mike just got a happy ending.
Yeah. Like
Who gets a 10-minute foot massage? That's crazy. That would just...
Oh, I didn't know you were going to pamper them.
An hour. Half an hour.
A full hour of just feet.
I've gone an hour and gotten two massage therapists, an hour per foot.
Four hands?
Four hands.
You do four hands, one per foot?
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the body's just sitting there, just enjoy.
Do you ever get a little ticklish and you kind of buck your foot a little bit?
I get ticklish for the first minute of a foot massage, and then I settle in. They're good. Then they can get in there. They use this little they have like a tool and they fucking dig into my foot.
I can only imagine. They put on like a fucking welding mask.
I'll get a foot massage after this. I love a foot massage.
I'll go get a foot massage.
Oh my
too.
God, let's go.
And by foot massage, I mean I'll go to a brothel.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Let's go. Gay Blind Mike versus Jorge, this week's challenge.
Hey guys, today we are going to see who between me and Jorge can massage the most feet at the park.
You would think Friday after day after a holiday, it'd be bopping, but you know, hey, whatever. Guess America's dead or something. Are you from New York originally or also from Canada as well? So all Canadians? Interesting. Nice. A week of partying? Oh, yeah. Woo! That's what this continent is about. Let's go. This is going to be weird. But this is New York City, holiday weekend.
Yeah.
What's like one of the weirdest interactions you've had with someone since you've been here? And whether in past visits or living here?
Had a guy try to steal our chicken nuggets.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On a bike.
Shook us down for chicken nuggets.
So, shakedown. How about, hear me out.
Go for it.
Rub down. Can I give each one of you guys a 10-second foot massage?
10-second foot massage?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good. To be honest, I'm still a little bit high from last night, so that might put me over the edge. But
for sure,
my feet are gross and smelly, so
it's fine.
Yes,
all right.
That was definitely one of the weirder
parts. Yeah, this might have dropped
it. You win
on the proposal too.
Thank you.
Hi, so I was wondering if you might be one a part of a study that we're doing to see the cooling effects of Vaseline. Would you be willing to participate? Sure. Hi, would you guys be willing to do a study that we're doing to figure out the cooling effects of Vaseline?
No.
Mind if I? Nice day out.
Free foot massage.
No! You guys look. Pay me if you want to give me a foot massage. That's the only way. I mean, like, I wouldn't have a problem with it if it wasn't public, you know what I mean? Just out of respect, you know, because I know how people are. Like,
Actually, that's not a bad idea. If we get a water bottle and we could say, we're washing feet for Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, now we just need to get a water bottle. Why didn't we bring a water bottle? Oh, Michael. Yeah, there's a guy styling them. Hold up.
That's why. Dressed up like this, just in case I need to look like.
So we're doing a thing where we're gonna wash feet for Jesus. It's not it has nothing nothing for you guys besides like, you know, yeah. Like the new school, like oh I'm young and hip versus the old school. I'm gonna dress like a dad, you know.
Dweeb.
Oh my god. Okay, so you're saying he's not a dweeb. Would you let him massage your? Would you let him clean your feet right now?
Yep.
Here you go, Michael.
For Jesus.
Free for Jesus.
Oh, I like your socks.
Thanks. That don't match it, but excuse my foot. It's cold on my foot.
How's that feel? Are you feeling holier? Do you feel the spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm having fun. This is fun for me. I get why Harrington likes it.
I mean that woman smoking the cigarette, being like, mm-hmm, is just such like it feels so Black Snake Moan esque.
Oh,
it's very. But I also love Jorge did that thing where he just went mind if I. That was my favorite part of the whole video. Him just going mind if I and just sits right next to that.
So wait, who won? Was it Jorge? You won?
Blind Mike won.
Oh, Blind Mike won because it was the only one that was massaged.
Yeah.
It was only one set of feet.
How long were they out there for? By the way, a sign would have helped. Just have a sign.
Yeah, free foot massage.
That's all they needed.
Yeah. You could have just said, you could have
the amount of people that would have come
written
to you.
With blood on a cardboard box.
Yeah. But going up to a person, especially a woman, being like, can I massage your feet, is the creepiest way.
It's insane.
You should have just sat there at that change my mind kind of a table, except free foot massages.
Yeah. Hey, can I slip it in?
Well, that'll be round two. We'll go back out there with a sign.
Well, they should have done your one where they overpromise and go, hey, listen, I'm not going to lie. You might not get out of this alive.
Yeah.
Can I give you a quick foot massage?
You're going to have the worst day of your life. But first, can I rub those corns?
The racist live chat is very upset that you touched a black person's feet, K-Bine Mike.
Oh, he didn't realize. But I like the smoke, the fucking...
The smoking really sold it to
me. Does that count as more than one foot massage because of the extra bone?
Oh,
but it's only 3/5 of a person. Hey.
So the exchange rate's nuts.
You know what? It's a person. We'll give it a person.
You're massaging one foot. The other one's texting.
Did she just peel a mango with her foot? That's impossible.
Oh. Poor lady. Yeah, get the bunion. Get the bunion, boy.
Get that foot, you little blind white bitch.
Yeah, you blind as a motherfucker, huh? You retarded as a motherfucker. I like you.
I like you, little white boy. Let's go home.
Oh, it's been a while since I got a squeeze.
Oh, my back. Oh.
It's so funny. That
you need a back massage. You need to get one of those inverted table things.
You need a crack.
Dude, I was a little pinch right now, dude. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. We love YoKratom, longtime supporter of this show, the Gas Digital Network, and the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. So if you guys want to come to Skankfest, they got you covered because they are the shit. Support YoKratom and everything that they do because they support us.
Yep, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get an entire kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. They have the best strains and the best customer service. We couldn't do anything we do here at Gas Digital without our great sponsor, YoKratom.com.
Home of the $60 kilo, no better deal on the planet. Go there, support them. All right, where were we? All right, that was fun. I really liked that.
That was great, actually. And that's just one day. Is this a segment you do every month? You have a competition and send the two of them out to do stupid shit?
Is it going
to
be once a month now or is it going to be once a week?
Videos like that are funny. Trying to get strangers to do something.
It's up to you, boss.
I like the attitude.
How about number?
Boss.
Here's a good
like
one.
That. That's good. That's
you know
good.
What I'd like to see?
Get that guy a job at Trump Tower.
Phone numbers?
Yeah, try pick up some chicks. I'd like to see the two of them try their hardest, Central Parks or somewhere, and then just try get girls' numbers.
No, it should be even deeper than that. Try to get a girl to kiss them.
Neither of these things are achievable.
That's not true. Often I used to get girls who randomly kiss me.
Yeah, after they drink your magic potion.
No. Randomly, as they walked down the street, I would try to sell comedy club tickets.
I understand, Lewis, but you're...
They did not say yes. My go-to was, like, how do I get this girl to make out with me or fuck me in a stairwell somewhere?
I know, Lewis, but they're different. They're like...
No. We're all human beings.
No, but they've got self-awareness that, like, hinders them. Your superpower is that you're a little dumb, so you don't even realize...
A little.
It's been nice. But you don't realize how crazy it is to approach strangers and ask them to kiss you.
So kiss me.
You don't realize
that. Yeah, you're also, like, lurking and, you know what I mean?
You're always just...
You're carrying the crowbar, so... the tire iron, you're like, make out with me.
Lewis is always doing crazy, just crashing drones into cars or whatever.
I would regularly just try to...
But you think blind guy Mike was going to fucking...
I think that one of
kissed.
Them could get a girl. First of all, once again, they'd have a better...
A kiss on the cheek.
Any kiss, yeah. Kissing their body anywhere.
I think gay blind Mike could get some kisses on the cheek, and I think Hillary could too. I think on the cheek is one thing, but a lip kiss is wild.
Just having a sandwich board that said free kisses, it would be the same effect.
But what?
Yeah.
Men and women.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever gets more kisses.
I heard M words. And then
Die Hard 3.
Exactly. Yeah. We send them out in that and then see how many kisses they get.
Artie Fuqua hits him with a basketball.
Yeah.
You know, it was Artie Fuqua in that scene.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Artie Fuqua was in that scene.
I didn't know that.
With the basketball, yeah.
Scene is still going on.
You're stuttering today.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
I've never
seen. He had French vanilla creamer in his coffee.
What's going on today? I've seen you're a little bit, jittery today or something.
I don't know. I've noticed that too. Yellow leather, red leather. Yellow leather, red leather.
Yellow leather, red leather. Yellow leather, red leather.
Nine nibbling N-words.
Nibbling nuts, nicotine.
Nibbling on nachos.
I never was a fig plucker nor a fig plucker son.
Nine.
Are you international turtles?
International turtles.
I'm not, no, why?
International turtles. Are you not?
Why? Is it a joke? I don't know. That was a setup. No, I'm not.
No, you have to remember. Do you guys not do this as kids?
International turtles.
You have to. We're not gonna do the whole thing, but I'll try, if you maybe try to do it in one go. Who's got the best memory here?
What are we doing?
Yeah. What are we even pretending like we're about to do? And will this pay off?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Go, I'll beat him.
Memory.
I'll beat him.
All right, so you got to repeat after me. Repeat after me.
Fuck out of scene.
Yeah, all right, let's go. It's the most I've ever cared about anything.
Yeah,
all
right, yeah, suddenly. Whoever, if it's times we...
Let's go Feeny first. Repeat after me. A fat hen.
A fat hen.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears, four running hares.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears, four... I don't know what you said. A couple of hens or something like that?
Running hares?
A fat hen. You got
to
start over.
No, let him do it now.
No, he's hurt.
I got to four. I know.
I don't think I'll get to how far he got. I'm listening to what he said.
You had your eyes closed and were focusing.
I zoned out.
Yeah.
I went like, yeah. I tried to get into my learning mode and then I...
How many does it... What's the top?
Ten. It goes to ten.
It goes to ten? All right, what did try you try?
Five golden rings.
A fat hen.
I heard. A fat hen.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears, four running hares.
A fat hen, a couple of ducks, three brown bears, and four running hens. What did you say?
It's fucking...
I have no idea.
That fourth one.
Well, you think you're going to get it, and then you're like, wait, was it? What type of beer was it?
Nope. Yeah.
Nope, you're not international.
Four
turtles.
Running hares.
Is it 10 international turtles?
No.
Oh.
10's a fig plucker.
Fig blocker?
Fig pluckers.
Figs. Figs. Is he coming to the network?
It's too many things.
Too many figs? I just want to see.
It's a no figs rule.
I was gonna talk about my beef with MMA guru, but it's not real, so I'm not gonna.
Okay. Oh,
nice.
It was like
you were gonna start a whole thing.
Well, yeah. He commented. He made a comment. Shannon, do you have? Uh oh, Drama Llama, ding dong. The Drama Llama's here, folks. Ding dong, Drama Llama.
It is a lot. It is a fun time over here. It is a fun time. Dude,
I'll say this. When Lewis leans into silly, it is the best comedy that there is.
Yeah,
it's everything else that stinks. But when you're being silly, there's no beating it.
So Dramalama Ding Dong, MMA guru was asked who would
win. Six Dramalama Ding Dongs.
I'm golden.
play what he said, Shannon.
Gonna fight Luis J. Gomez or Shane Gillis?
Who would win the fight?
Luis J. Gomez is like never was cool when he was a kid, now desperately trying to be as a 40-year-old. Oof. So he's picked 41. Up martial arts.
42.
So he'd probably win that. Even though Gillis is way bigger, I still think he would win. He's done some training, right? He's also one of those guys that, you know, I became friends with a fighter, so now I have to prove myself to them. Because I'm gay. You know what I mean? That's what certain people do as well.
Know what I mean?
I mean, what a perfectly painted portrait.
Yeah. He's also one of these guys.
Yeah.
Is he in a wheelchair?
I don't know.
He's Lewis, the type of guy that fuck it.
But then now they have
to just take up training and take a fight to like show how tough. Like, you know when Oscar Willis started hanging around Dan Hooker? It's like this weird thing that they do to try and fit in with him. It's really strange. Whereas the fighter's probably like, okay, and? Did you see the Jesse on Fire video of him listening to AI?
That's nothing. That's what.
Yeah, he said you would win in a fight.
He was popping that good shit.
Yeah.
MMA guru wants the heat. Oh, he's got the heat. New challenge.
Skankfest.
Gay blind Mike.
Oh, okay.
Jorge, you show up, you beat the shit out of MMA guru.
Fuck.
Jorge. You think you can take MMA guru?
For you, boss, I'll find the willpower to do it.
Go to England, wherever he's from. Fucking, you got my back? You'll protect me?
Of course.
I mean, I don't think
I wanted to have beef with him, but then I joined his chat.
But that was pretty funny when he called you gay. He called you gay and you went,
and then I went, MMA guru, I'm coming for you. And then he was like, oh, I'm just kidding, mate. I'm a fan of you. I was like, all right, well, I guess there's no real beef.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Trying to create some drama. I'm trying to create some drama.
He barely, and he also never said that. Really, that was
drama. He didn't say anything that wasn't true.
The most accurate assessment I've ever heard.
Okay, MMA guru, truth teller.
He gets into a real. Lewis can't maintain a relationship with a woman because he's afraid to be loved.
Like Jesus Christ.
Self sabotaging all of his relationships.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, MMA guru. I wasn't cool as a kid. But no.
And you know he was, though. MMA
obviously,
guru,
MMA guru. He was fucking
walking
crushing
around
his kid.
Fucking London town.
Just getting tons of pussy as a kid. No, he's probably right. Except, no, I didn't fight to impress my co-host. Bisping had no respect for me fighting. It wasn't like he was like, oh, so cool. It was literally Bisping mocking me week after week.
When a chick does stand up, you know, yes. You're like, oh, look at him.
But when you do something like that, like it's, if you're around it enough, you're like, yeah, you want. I think anybody who watches the sport of MMA, I think anybody who watches it a lot, you go like, oh, that'd be fucking cool to learn, right? If you're a fan of it, I think the lazy people, the ones who don't go to a jiu-jitsu gym or don't go to a boxing gym or don't try anything, the ones who just watch it and don't actually want to learn what it actually is, I don't know. I think that's a fucking, I don't know. I think there's more of a commentary on that. I wasn't trying to be a fighter. I wasn't trying to become a fighter. You guys have another fight coming up.
I was going
to
say, you have like 3 or 4 fights.
Who are you fighting now?
I don't have an official fight coming up.
Skankfest again?
No. No, we're going to do another fight event eventually. But, yeah, I don't know. I think fighting's fun. It's cool. You train jiu-jitsu, Feeny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a great time. It's wildly addicting.
Yeah, I don't think you need to be friends with a fighter or be on an MMA podcast to be inspired to go train jiu-jitsu or to train fighting.
I rarely watch. Like, I never buy the fight, so if I'm somewhere where they're on, I'll watch them, but I only play the UFC video game and do jiu-jitsu, but I know very few fighters. Yeah. And
I don't watch, I rarely
sport.
Watch fighting at all anymore.
Conor McGregor, right. Michael Chandler's coming up.
Is that actually happening now? This is how little I know about the sport. I don't watch it.
He backed out, and then now it's back on?
Oh, it was off?
Because it was supposed to be in like a week or two.
Yeah,
or
I think they canceled it.
I'm flying out.
No, are you really? No, you're not.
Yeah, he said he's like postponed it. It's been postponed until without a new date.
Yeah,
the boy loves coke. What can you say?
Yeah, and all the steroids he can inject into his body.
Allegations.
I mean, do you see him in Roadhouse? He's just like a fucking...
Yeah, fair enough.
How coked up was he in Roadhouse? Like, every scene, he just looks
him
like
laughing.
He's...
laughing.
I loved it.
just gassed out of his mind, dude.
Every scene. He's like Crash Bandicoot or something.
And he's so top heavy. He looks like Crash Bandicoot.
He just showed up to set.
And he's got that, like, gritting
smile. You know Jake Gyllenhaal.
Like, what the
director's
fuck?
Like, Connor's out of control.
He may kick you for real. He may not realize this is a movie.
Yeah, like, the cameras aren't even rolling.
Goes, come here, I gotta run into me fucking.
Dude, it was so funny.
Go back to me dressing room for a minute. Hold on a second.
It wasn't good. It was not. It wasn't like he was acting every scene.
Oscar snub, if you ask me. Look at him. By the way,
Jenna loves this.
This is a stupid
this
scene.
This big fat ass.
This is him fucking some chick and the husband comes home and then he flees the scene.
Naked.
But he should have just beat the fuck out of the fella fucking the wife, right?
These are all of his scenes. Every scene.
Them boys in me way. That's how I used to sound when I fucking... He goes, shut up, coon.
Sandwiches.
Fucking
famished.
Fucking sandwich.
Jesus, he knocked all the fucking bikes over.
Shut the fuck up.
Now you got a big ass problem, bucko.
No shit. First off, I'm gonna need more than 3 sandwiches. I
wasn't done. This is how Colm sees himself. Colm walks into the Gas Digital Studios with this energy.
Yeah.
Every fucking day.
Yeah, where the fuck's Lewis?
Yeah, where the fuck is Lewis? We're gonna need some more sandwiches, you know what I'm saying? He's fucking kicking Jorge.
Kicking the door in?
Yeah.
Just kick the doors open like kicking.
I'm gonna send this drink for a coffee.
What the fuck
yeah,
is this?
Yeah, you did send him out for a coffee and told him to put it under petty cash. He's like, you got a petty cash account, right?
He must have a little petty cash thing going around the place, sure. But that is how I used to sound a lot more like that when I lived in Ireland. That's how my voice used to be. Where the fuck are me sandwiches? I only eat 3 sandwiches.
Where the fuck?
Give me fucking sandwich back, will you?
Oh, man. Well, I fucking...
Shout out to Conor McGregor, though.
Shout out Conor McGregor. Hell yeah. He's great, obviously. And MMA guru. I mean, I guess our beef was short-lived. You're fine.
Yeah, shame.
You're fine with me.
Could have milked it.
A stay of reprieve.
I can't bring myself to fucking care. Even people that really do try to start like beefs and drama, I'm like,
you've just been through too many.
I can't.
Yeah.
I have too much anxiety. I have too much real anxiety in life to deal with fucking
anxiety athletics.
Yeah. I have a friend you should talk to about that.
Yeah.
What's the Jungle Boys? What's that?
That's a weed brand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They started following me too. Shout out Jungle Boys. What's up, boys? Uh-huh.
What are you going to say? I know you're about to say something.
He's got like 9 things.
He's got
Jungle
many.
Boys, yeah. Something about banging my son's mother, blah, 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 blah.
Actually, that's not where I was going.
Wow. Lewis has a little dick.
There we go.
Something about Lewis doesn't wash a lot, huh? Yeah, of course. No, I thought it was going to be something to do with a podcast on the network. Is that what you...
No, it wasn't.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. You guys are the shit. I love you guys. Thank you guys for being here.
Shout out to Lewis.
We'll be back on Friday. We already pre-taped for Friday, which is going to be a great episode. Shout out to everyone that is going to be coming out this weekend in Dallas, Fort Worth, and tomorrow night in Austin, Texas. You guys are the shit. We'll check you next time. Good night.
That's all, folks.